This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dino. Real quick, let's get this out of the way. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and look at the articles that the CIA-controlled media means to omit. 13 articles, friends, coming from them that are actually in the culture war. They're not a bunch of paper tigers. They're not a bunch of individuals hanging out behind a mic, friends. They are out there. They are doing this stuff. Read Luke 19:10 when you get a moment. Go on to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side. Click onto YouTube. Join us on live chat. Or you can go over to beforeitsnews.com and do the same thing there. We're on the front page. Click onto YouTube. Join us on live chat on the right side of the page. If you want to give us a call, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, Acts 4:12, just for the record. Let me just pause for a moment. You heard the outlets again. You heard the useful idiots parroting what's given to them on their teleprompters right before the show started here. We heard the governor, criminal, he's a tyrant, in New York, talking about how these cases are up and they have to put up all these false pretenses. They got to keep the show and the props going by making sure that everybody suffers a little bit so you can pay attention to the show that they're putting on by stopping the subways and cleaning them out on a daily basis, of course, right? You just got to kind of pretend with them is what they want you to do. You know, the fact of the matter is we've shared so much audio concerning even just New York. And it's interesting to note that Todd Starnes from Fox News, which kind of surprised me, but I give him a big high five for doing so. He's a news anchor over there with Fox, who actually went over to Brooklyn. And when he went into Brooklyn, New York, it was being reported through the mainstream media that are hand in glove with this national fraud that's taking place and a global fraud taking place today. And what was it? Well, you know what? People are lined up at the hospitals. They're getting tested for the coronavirus. And then what Todd Starnes did is he took the time to go over there, and there was not one person there, friends. And what that did is it kicked off a national outrage amongst the people, so to the point where the people actually took the time to go to their local hospitals because they were hearing it in their states as well through the mainstream media that there's people lined up all over their particular states being tested for coronavirus. So they would go, and they started to post their pictures, and guess what, friends? There was nobody there. But you just heard the governor of the state. If this is not fraud, I don't know what is fraud. This is criminal, friends. You heard the governor in New York talking about how the numbers are up. Now, I could sit on the radio, and I've never done this. But I got to tell you, friends, just on Monday, I wake up with a dream. And when I first got saved, I remember I had an open vision, okay, and it's aligned with the Word. It's the gifting that the Lord has bestowed upon us. And I get these every once in a while, and it's usually they come in tornadoes. And it's like, Lord, why is it that I always get these dreams of tornadoes? And sure enough, every single time I've gotten these dreams, sure enough, it comes to pass. And I'll know exactly what the outcome of that dream is. But it's like, Lord, why is it always the tornadoes? Well, look at Nahum. The Lord has his way in the whirlwind. And it's interesting how it comes to me, and then I look at the false prophets, and they get all these good words. And when I get them, man, it's like I get this fearful, I get this real fear about me, and I tremble. And when I look at the Word of God, that's exactly how it's supposed to come. And it's like, whoa, that's really cool, but how do you tell that to worldly-minded Christians? Now, I'm saying that for this reason. On Monday, I woke up, and I told my wife, I said, I had a dream. She said, she just looks at me and she says, really? Another one? Like, you know, do we want to hear this? And she asked me what it was. And I said, it was a tsunami. And for those that know what a tsunami is, it's where there's an earthquake out in the middle of the water, the oceans, right? And the outcome is it comes in waves and then it overtakes whatever it's in its path. It'll just overtake it. And I seen it, and I know what it is. And I told my wife, I don't know what the outcome of this is, but tsunamis, they come in waves. And interestingly enough, I'm going to play some audio for you today to hopefully give my voice a bit of a break. But it's interesting to note that today, someone posted a video on my Facebook, and I get about 200 to 300 of these every day. I can't go through all of them. But in this particular video, I stopped and I watched it. And he started talking about how this whole vaccination movement is going to come in waves. And we already see the game that they're playing, friends. And we know, again, it's a national fraud. We know this is a fraud. But it's going to come in waves. So we think that the first wave came. It took us for 6 weeks. Yep. And it took us because the American people let them take us, is what really what this is about. And now everybody's thinking that this wave subsided, but I want to tell you something, friends. I know that I know that I know that I know, and you can write it down. Write down April 30th. Bradley had this dream. He woke up. It was a tsunami, and it's coming in waves. Okay? This isn't the end of what's going on here. You can mark my words. When I started to watch this video, this guy started talking about how it was coming in waves, this vaccination, how they're setting the people up for another wave. This was nothing short of a test for the people. Friends, I am telling you, again, mark it down, write down the date. It happened on Monday. This is not, the waters have not subsided. There's already been four. Just for the record, there's already been four coronavirus relief bills passed. Four. We're paying attention to what's going on a global scale, even now with Bill Gates, George Soros, this administration, and governors throughout the United States of America. Governors and mayors, friends. Anybody that wants to be a little dictatorial. You can rest assured, and again, mark my words on this, there's another wave coming. And then there's going to be another wave after that too. Unless you prepare yourself and begin to defy the crimes of what is taking place against we the people on a global scale, we're going to feel another wave. And it's going to get worse, and it's going to get worse, and it's going to become real tangible within our houses. We're going to take a quick break.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, I just wanted to let you know, if you'd like to call in at any time, you can please do so. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to join us on live chat, you can do that. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, click onto YouTube, go to the right side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. I was just talking about the fraud that's taking place in this country. And they're in unison, in alliance, doing this together, friends, every step of the way. And I rejoice to see what's transpiring due to the fact that, well, I've been one of those that have struggled through the patience to get to the point where we're at right now. Lord, why are we talking about this again? Lord, you want me to talk about this again? Lord, why are we going here again? Well, it's interesting because that's how the spirit of the world and those that are allied against the righteous on a global scale operate. They continuously inundate people with the same points. And it's exactly what we hear during the break on the radio program. They continuously push a false narrative. It's fraud, friends. It's fraud. Now, I was just sharing with you again, I'm not trying to be anybody. If I was, I could have been talking about this since the day I got born again of the Spirit of God, which was a long process. It's interesting. I'll get these dreams, and they're usually tornadoes. And it's like, well, what's with this tornado, Lord? And you're fearful when you get them. I don't get them joyfully with a big smile on my face, which you see coming from the false prophets. And by the way, this is how they operate. They tell people what they want to hear rather than what they need to hear. That's why we stick to Scripture here. And it's like, Lord, why the, and I can feel it even now. I can feel it even now. Why does this boy get the fearful dreams? But I've noticed that every single time these dreams have come to pass, there's been the fruit thereof. And you can put two and two together because it equals four, and there it is. And I just shared with you, friends, in Nahum 1, it tells us the burden of Nineveh, the book of the vision of the Nahum, the Elkoshite, right? God is jealous, and the Lord revengeth. The Lord revengeth and is furious. That's what operates in this boy. It tells us in Jeremiah 23:29. It says, "Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. That's what operates in this boy. We're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. Hebrews 1:7, that's what operates in this boy. Okay? One crying in the wilderness, friends, that's what operates through the ministry. Again, I'm not trying to add accolade to me. Because I ask more than anybody does, Lord, who am I? What am I? What am I called for? And even as I'm telling you this now, I think of John when he said to his disciples, is Jesus, is he the one, or is there another one that's going to come after him? And Jesus went back to his disciples and told them, listen, you go tell John the Baptist, who is in prison for reproving King Herod for all of his evils, in Luke 3, he said to him, go tell John those things that what you see and hear, that the blind eyes are open, that the deaf ears are open, that the lame walk, the dead are raised, withered limbs are grown back. Folks, the list goes on. He is the one. And we have to stop at times and think about, wait a second, is he the one or is there another one that cometh behind him? No, he is the one. He is the line of the tribe of Judah, just for the record. And again, he is the captain of our salvation. It goes on in Nahum, the Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. Now this is exactly where I want to go. The Lord hath his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. Do you guys realize when you go to Psalm 97, it tells us clouds and darkness are round about him, righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne, that a fire goes before him and burns up all of his enemies round about him. Folks, people have a misconception of who the Lord God is. He is known by the judgments that he executes. He is a holy God. He is a righteous judge. And that's what makes him a good God. Just so we all understand. Bible tells us in verse 4, he rebuketh the sea and maketh it dry, and drieth up all the rivers. Friends, it goes on. And then it tells us in verse 7, Nahum 1, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. But with an overrunning flood, he will make an utter end of the place thereof, and darkness shall pursue his enemies. That's exactly right. And then I think of this when I go over to when I was a little kid, just for the record, just being the gift of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. I can only give you what I have. I remember when I was a little kid. And I remember going to school all by myself. It probably wasn't a good idea, especially where I lived during that particular time, but I did. And I remember I used to walk to school. And when I would walk to school, for some reason or another, friends, call it weird, call it whatever you will, if I did not put my foot on a crack on the sidewalk, my conscience would convict me until I turned around and put my foot on that crack. And I want to tell you what, I've lived that way my whole life. I am a perfectionist. My house is clean. People would come into my house and say, Bradley, did you just have someone clean the house? No, I'm a clean freak. I like the T's crossed and the I's dotted with everything I do, and on a personal level as well. But if I did not go back and touch that crack in the street, I would feel condemned until I did so. Well, Bradley, that's just a little over the top. Nope, it's not. Go to Amos 7. What does it say? It tells us in verse 7, thus he showed me, and behold, the Lord stood upon a wall behind me, a wall made by a plumb line with the plumb line in his hand. And the Lord said unto me, Amos, what seest thou? Amos, his name defines out to be burden bearer. Amos responded and said, I said, a plumb line. Then said the Lord, behold, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people, Israel. That's as Christians, friends. I will not again pass by them anymore. There's a long history of this ministry, friends, being the person or persons within to tell people or to deal with people that have long been undealt with. And I am telling you that this ministry is based off of giving you the absolute word of God. Because we need to understand. By the way, just for the record, here again, this is just coming to me now. I get a phone call this morning. Bradley, you're being put into a national level. Well, I've been here for 15 years now. And I was called by the radio station that broadcasts our show globally. And he said to me, I just wanted to take some time to let you know that you're a very well-respected radio program out there. And I said, the only reason that is because people are tired of politics. They want real answers. And the only one that can give them the real answers is the Lord God of heaven and earth, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he said, I'm getting requests for you all the time to begin to broadcast your program. I said, oh, well, it's a timing issue. I said, because people know that their days of playing with the Lord God of heaven are over with. They played it to the very hilt, right? People understand that there's no more road to kick the can down the road anymore. We've ran out of road. So what happens? People get afraid, and what do? They run to God until everything's okay again. Well, I want to tell you this, and listen to me carefully, because I've said it 50 times from this pulpit, okay? You go ahead and just keep playing the game with the living God, because the Lord is going to require it. He is not going to pass by anymore. As a matter of fact, if I recollect right, we were just talking about this a couple months ago. And I don't know how many times we have broadcasted from this point, but we kept going back to Leviticus 26 and to Deuteronomy 28. And what was it? The Lord's going to get your attention one way or another. The Lord's going to get your attention one way or another. I'm telling you, the attention that the Lord has got, now he's looking to the people of God that are truly his and saying to them, it's now time for you to keep your commandments. Because there's many people out there giving a false message of gloom and doom, saying that it's all over for America. That's baloney. I am telling you from Scripture, this is the point where we love God enough and actually turn around and deal with the conspirators within the United States of America. Therein lies your answer. You can peruse the U.S. Constitution. It's there. Going back first to the Word of God. Folks, Isaiah 51 verse 4 tells us what? I'm going to go there and I'm going to give it to you exactly how it says, because you need to understand this is the resolve to America, and it's the resolve that we need today, not next week. The Lord said unto us, and he's saying to us, friends, listen carefully unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, my people, O my nation, for a law shall proceed from me that Jesus came in to magnify. He didn't come to abrogate it, and I will make my judgment to rest for the light of the people. The history of the church is their back is always up against the wall, and the Lord shows up on the behalf of the few to do what? So that he might glory. That he might glory. The Lord doesn't need a majority of us, friends. He needs the real ones that are willing to stand the way that Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego stood. The way that the Moses and the Aarons of the day stood. Those that can respond the way that Gideon did, though he didn't want to do it. Most men of God don't want to do it, right? Because they're led of the Spirit, Romans 8:14. I'm going to come back and I'm going to get to our topic, friends. And our topic is just this. Well, you're being distracted by corrupt politics. Remember, Americans were being set up for another crisis, and I'm going to play some audio for you. This is craziness, but it's great information.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump welcoming Democratic Governor of New Jersey, Phil Murphy, to the White House on Thursday. The president talking about his coronavirus task force and their response.
I think our whole group has been spectacular.
The president also comments on former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn.
General Flynn is a fine man, 35 years or so in the military. You don't get to be where he is by being bad.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says states reopening will help the economy. Kudlow says May will be a bit of a transition month. Kudlow also cited lots of pent-up demand and said the country can produce and spend its way out of this pandemic. Some governors have opted to extend stay-at-home orders, while others have announced phased-in reopening plans to return it to some sense of normalcy. You're listening to USA Radio News. 3.8 million people filed for unemployment last week, bringing the total number out of work to 30 million. The biggest state increases, according to the Department of Labor, include Florida, Connecticut, West Virginia, Louisiana, and Texas. A new Gallup poll shows that party affiliation plays a role in determining willingness to leave the house right now and get on with life, despite the coronavirus. A new poll shows overall that nearly 1 in 5 people would be willing to return to normal life right now in a survey that was completed between April 20th and the 26th. That's up 13% from a survey completed between April 2nd and April 6th. Broken down into party affiliation, 44% of Republicans surveyed are ready to get back to normal life. Meanwhile, 22% of those who consider themselves politically independent and only 4% of Democrats say they're ready to return to their normal activities right now. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Better get on this, friends. I need to. You know what? I'm going to do this. I just looked over here. I see you, Steve. Steve, I got to start my show. I'll give you 2 minutes. Go for it, brother.
Well, I was going to say, I think the reason God speaks to you is because he knows you'll hear. People don't yell at a deaf man and expect him to hear. So I think he speaks to those that can hear. And I was going to say, it kind of ties into what I was going to say. Most people are going to fall for this vaccination problem because they listen to doctors as if doctors always know what they're doing. If you had a cavity and a horrible toothache and you went to a medical doctor and said, fix this, all he could do is give you painkillers for it because he's a doctor, not a doctor of dentistry. He's a medical doctor. And these epidemiologists, so-called like Fauci, he doesn't know how to improve the immune system. He only knows how to sell what the pharmaceuticals are selling because he was a doctor for pharmaceuticals. Without a healthy immune system, nobody's going to heal. And this lockdown is keeping people away from germs, which is like exercise for your immunity, and nobody's going to get better because of it.
Amen. I mean, consider Fauci as well. Here, I can say a lot to that, Steve. I mean, and obviously you can too. And a gazillion people across the globe can do the same thing. To suggest that what's taking place here, is it not interesting that you get these live scrolls on your phone? Is it not interesting that Fox News, all their contributors are all, that I've seen, are all going along with the COVID-19 hoax. When you look at those that are on the unconstitutional right side of the aisle, 99% of them are going right along with what the federal government is advocating for on the behest of Fauci, Bill Gates, and Big Pharma. When you look at the left side of the unconstitutional aisle, it's interesting how they're all together, both left, right, all together saying the same exact things. And it's interesting to note as well, all the big tech companies are suppressing the doctors that are defying and exposing the coronavirus for the fraud it is. I think that's very telling. And I think America should understand from just that alone, both the right-left paradigm and conservative outlets, 99% of them, are all going the same direction with the federal government concerning this coronavirus fraud. The grassroots level of people that are arising is astounding, as we can see. We're seeing defiance all throughout the United States of America, and rightly so, and I high-five everybody that's doing it. The fact of the matter is, Steve, when you see people, that many people going the same direction, you know that you're being lied to. Because over and over throughout Scripture, you see just the exact opposite. And by the way, that's why there is apostles. That's why there are prophets. And that's, by the way, in 1 Corinthians 12:28, why the apostle's supposed to lead and the prophet and the teacher are to lead. So with that said, I just think it's so telling what's going on in the United States of America. And why is it that the doctors that are willing to tell the truth like Dr. Shiva is being polarized by the mainstream media and anybody and everybody on those fronts, the left, the right, the conservative outlets, are now beginning to tag him as a fraud because he's exposing the COVID-19 virus for what it is, a fraud.
Well,
I think the American people need to wake up.
I was reading last night about the doctors in Shanghai that are using intravenous vitamin C, and they came out and said that, you know, I think it was one of the media censors had been claiming that it wasn't happening, and they said, well, not only are we using it here, they listed a whole bunch of other cities where they were using it, and they said it's been working great. And not only is it working great, they're giving their healthcare workers like 2 to 3 grams a day to 1 to 2 grams a day to protect them from getting the infection. Well, you know, it's like having a medical doctor say filling cavities is conspiracy theory. I mean, if they don't know anything about filling cavities and all they know about is handing you a drug, of course they're going to say that. But the fact remains is these guys are doing it. It's working for those guys, and guys that haven't done it are criticizing it.
The other thing is what's the pill in the jam? Who's profiting from this fabricated virus? That's what this is all about, and that's what it comes down to. Now, to Bill Gates and others, it may be depopulation, and obviously that's what it means to them. By the way, I wanted to say this to you too, Steve, and I got to seriously let you go. Sure. Did you see that the FBI 7 days ago raided a medical spa for using vitamin C to help support people's immune systems in Michigan? The FBI raided a medical spa for healing people. This is what's at play. And this is the long history of the bad guys in the FBI. And this is what makes them so unconstitutional on so many different fronts. Steve, I totally appreciate you. Thank you for your call. I have to get to this, friends, because I have audio to play for you. And it's so well done. I just thought, you know what, either I'm going to let this guy say it or I'm going to put it together for 3 hours and I'll say it. Well, he's the one that did the homework, so I'll let him say it. Now, this is what it comes down to. We're talking about, while you are being distracted by corrupt politics, Americans were being set up for another created crisis, and here we go. Dr. Shiva is the guy, by the way, that I was talking to Steve about, that they are basically trying to label him as a fraud. He's the biologist that said this fear-mongering on the coronavirus will go down as the biggest fraud to manipulate. To manipulate what? To manipulate the people and manipulate the system. To give more power, as Ron Paul, over to tyranny. Okay? That's what he said. Now, this morning I woke up with several messages in my inbox. I get about 200 to 300 every day. And as I was going through each one of them, I saw a video that caught my attention. Now, why did it catch my attention? I don't know, outside of the Holy Ghost, but I'm glad that I did. Okay? I want to tell you why I was glad that it caught my attention, because for 22 years that I've been in the ministry, it has been my great wonder as to why so many in the American church are filled with hirelings, John 10:12, counterfeits, 2 Corinthians 11:14 and 15, pretenders, hypocrites, Matthew 23, and frauds and betrayers, Luke 22:48. I want to know where those who have gone into faith before me, Hebrews 13:7, where the wise men are in my generation, friends, living ones, right? Living ones. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah who went to warn the people that refused to listen, but there was a book of Lamentations written about those that wouldn't listen. Folks, prevention is better than cure. Let's prevent what may happen here. If you go to Jeremiah 8:9, it says, "The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord, and what wisdom is in them?" Okay, folks, so I had the same desire that Jeremiah had during his time. Where are the wise men? Where are those that have gone before us? The only thing I can do to find them, men, is to actually read a history book. There's something wrong here, and that's not true in every given case. There are many great teachers, apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists, and pastors in America, but they're in the corners. They're in the corners, friends, okay? The media doesn't want you to know who they are. Now, this is what I want to get to. To my blessing and to my spiritual pleasure, friends, there was still someone that was sticking to Scripture and seeing things through through a different lens. He saw things the way that the Word of God tells us we're supposed to see. Remember Jesus said, to those that have eyes to see, to those that have ears to hear? Well, this is what was applicable to me concerning the video that I'm going to share with you. Now, after I clicked to watch this particular video, a guy out of Georgia, I talked to him this morning, Reverend Danny Jones from Northlake Baptist Church in Gainesville, Georgia, was preaching on 2 Thessalonians 2:1-12. Now, that's as far as I'm going to take it. I want you to listen to Reverend Danny Jones, who's doing his job. I want to say this in 1 Corinthians 12:28. It says, first the apostle, then the prophet, and what comes after that, friends, that know the word of God? Then the teacher. Listen to this teacher nail it, line upon line, precept upon precept.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2. This week I thought instead of continuing our Revelation study that we would study a Revelation-related topic. It's a question that I've been asked several times during the past month. And the question is simply this: is this coronavirus a sign of the end of the world? Again, I'm going to go ahead and warn you, this sermon may be a little longer than normal because this is one of those that continues to get bigger the more I study it. But nevertheless, under the current situation here, if it gets too long, I guess you can always turn it off at home. But we hope you won't. We hope you'll stick with us to the end. I think the best place to answer this question about this coronavirus being a sign of the end of the world would be to go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and beginning in verse 1. It says, "Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together," talking about the rapture of Christians, "gathering together to him, we ask you not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Do you not remember when I was still with you," I guess back in 1 Thessalonians, "I told you these things. And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness," I think King James says, "the mystery of iniquity is already at work." If you underline things in your Bible, underline that phrase there, because that's what we're going to work this morning. "The mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of this lawless one is according to the works of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteousness and deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved."
The love of the truth, friends. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to come right back. He gets into this, and it's great content, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is John Healy. I've listened to Brad for over 10 years now. I see this ministry to be a great teacher and a revealer of truth, really guided by the discernment of God, working within. Brad has taught many thousands truths of God and truths about the other side and how they apply to current times. If you'll listen, no doubt you'll learn something.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I'm just going to continue on with this individual out of Georgia, Reverend Danny Jones from North Lake Baptist Church, and I want you to listen to the content that he gets into because he breaks it down like nobody else could. And this is the gift of a teacher.
Coming. The coming of this lawless one is according to the works of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteousness and deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion, that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned, who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Again, what the Apostle Paul here is referring to is a question about the end times. Apparently, some teachers were coming to the church at Thessalonica, spreading rumors that Paul had written a letter to somebody saying that the day of the Lord had already come and they missed it. Well, needless to say, they were in a panic. So Paul writes to them in verse 3 and assures these believers that the day of the Lord, the second coming of Christ, judgment day, had not yet happened. Paul says that Christ will not return until a couple of things happen. First of all, in verse 3, it says there is this apostasy, the falling away, as you see there. The gospel will be preached throughout the nations, as Jesus has said, to people around the world, and many will receive this gospel. But then following the reception of the gospel, there will be a falling away. People will begin to reject the gospel of salvation.
Just like they are today.
And once the people reject the truth, the world will be wide open for the big lie, the great deception of the one called the Antichrist. And we see him there in verse 3. That's the second thing that would happen. In the last days, this man of sin, this son of perdition, verse 8 calls him the lawless one, will appear. This is the same one that the Apostle John calls the Antichrist. And according to verses 9 and 10, this Antichrist will be empowered by Satan. He will be the master of deceit. He will perform lying signs and wonders. Verse 4 tells us this Antichrist will oppose God. Of course, the Greek word for oppose is anti. So he will be anti-God, anti-Christ. He will exalt himself above God. He will deceive people by sitting as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Paul received this insight into Antichrist by meditating on the words of Jesus, who warned us before he went to the cross in Matthew chapter 24, that in the last days before his second coming, that false teachers will arise.
Mm-hmm.
People will begin to denying that Jesus is the Messiah. Instead, they would tell the world that they are the Christ, that they are the anointed one. They are the ones sent from heaven. They're the ones with all the answers to man's problem. Matthew 24:24, Jesus said, false Christs, false prophets will arise and show great signs and wonders, and they will deceive, if it were possible, even the elect. So even devout believers, if we're not careful to stick close to the Word of God, can be easily deceived.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew chapter 24, verse 15, Jesus refers us to an earlier prophet, the prophet Daniel. And he tells us when it comes to the prophet Daniel, we need to read and understand. Daniel gave us a description under the Spirit of God of this final world superpower and this final world ruler who will appear at the end of the age. You don't have to turn there. You can research it a little later, but I'll zip through Daniel very quickly here. Daniel chapter 2, the Lord gives him the big picture over history. He said in the history of the world, the history of humanity, there will be five great superpowers in history that will rule over the known world at the time. The first is pictured as the Golden Empire. This would be the Babylonian Empire. The second is the Silver Empire. That's the Persians. The third is the Bronze Empire. That's the Greeks. And the fourth is the Iron Empire. That's the Romans. If you notice as I went through there, those kingdoms get cheaper as you go along. You go from gold all the way down to iron by the time you get to the Roman Empire. Of course, after the Roman Empire collapses, there will be many nations that will try to rule the world, and none will be successful. And we've seen that during the past 2,000 years of history. Various empires have tried to get going, but could never quite conquer the world. But there will be a fifth and final world empire made up of remnants of the Roman Empire, what we call the West, or Western civilization. Something will come crawling out of the Western civilization that will try to put together this final world empire. It'll be a one-world government which will appear at the end of the world. It will be weaker than the other empires because they're going to try to build their new world order by mixing and mingling the various ethnic groups around the world, is what Daniel tells us.
That's what they're doing.
As they might, he said, they're not going to be able to unite the various nations of the world. He says it's going to be like trying to mix iron and ceramic. They will not unite. They will not stick together for long. And, of course, this final world order will appear to be strong, but it will be fragile, easily broken. And it will be terribly broken with the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in judgment. That's Daniel 2. Move on to Daniel 7, and Daniel describes this final world ruler, the Antichrist, and he calls him the little horn. And, of course, horn in the Old Testament represents power.
Strength, yep.
In the animal kingdom, the bull or the buck who has the biggest horn usually dominates. But he said this Antichrist is going to be a little horn. He's not going to be as powerful as Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon, Cyrus the Persian, Alexander the Great, or Julius Caesar the Roman. No, this Antichrist will be a little horn who's going to boast, Daniel says, pompous words. He's going to be a big talker. He's going to claim to be bigger than God. He wants to get rid of God. And he's going to be changing God's holidays, God's culture, customs, and laws. We move on to Daniel 8, and we get another look at this Antichrist. He said he will have fierce features. He will look big and bad. He will be powerful, but Daniel says, but not by his own power. In other words, he's not going to be the great warrior king that we saw in a Nebuchadnezzar or a Cyrus or an Alexander or Julius Caesar. He will use schemes. He says he will be a manipulator. He will deceive people.
A manipulator, a deceiver.
Training, he will cause deceit to prosper under his rule.
Mm-hmm.
This Antichrist will be a diplomat. He'll be a politician who will manipulate himself into power. And then Daniel chapter 11 says this Antichrist will not conquer the world like the great warrior kings of the past did. Daniel 11:38 says he will conquer the world with deception and through the philosophy of a god his ancestors did not know. the god of money. He will conquer the world with gold and silver and precious things. Now back to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. This final world ruler, this Antichrist, will not conquer the world by the sword with armies fighting from continent to continent like the kings of the old days. He will take over the world by deception. He will deceive people. He will use lying signs and wonders. He will use propaganda, pompous words. He will deceive people. He will use money to manipulate and control people. And then in 2 Thessalonians 2:7 that I referred to a few moments ago, this mystery of iniquity, this mystery of lawlessness, Paul said was already at work. Yes, even in Paul's time, in the New Testament era, through the last 2,000 years up to our present time, as Jesus said, there's been wars and rumors of wars, and the stage is being set for this final one world order, which according to Revelation 13, when this world government is prepared and put in place, Satan himself will be enthroning and empowering this person known as the Antichrist. So yes, this mystery of iniquity is already at work. And as Jesus said in Matthew 24:8, the anti-Christian forces will be like birth pangs on an expectant mother. These movements will increase with intensity and frequency as we get closer to the end, as we get closer to the big day. Daniel chapter 12, he says that in the last days, transportation and information will increase. And of course, we've witnessed that during our lifetime. Thanks to computers, we can process more information than ever in the history of the world. Paul agrees with Daniel in 2 Timothy 3:7. He says, in the last days, men will always be learning, but they'll never be able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And we've watched this mystery of iniquity in our time. For at least the last 100 years, billionaire bankers and businessmen have been trying to sell the world on a one-world government. After World War I,
even by force,
established the League of Nations.
Listen carefully.
Failed. Then after World War II, they established the United Nations and have dumped billions of dollars into it trying to build their new world order. And we're almost there. So do I think that the coronavirus is a sign of the end of the world? I don't think so. But I do think this COVID-19 is a drill. It's a simulation. It's a dress rehearsal, if you will, to work out the bugs and get all the nations prepared for this final world government. For the last 3 months, we've watched our globalist leaders manipulate us with the Marxist revolutionary technique known as the Hegelian dialectic.
Listen carefully.
It's a very complicated philosophical thing, but it can actually be salted down to about 3 points. And that is called problem, reaction, solution. The way you change cultures is using problem, reaction, solution. So these globalists, they cause a problem, be it terrorism, a pandemic, or global warming, or whatever they want to come up with. And then they wait for our reaction. Our reaction as people tends to be the same. Oh no, we're all going to die. Somebody do something. And then they have the solution, a prepackaged, ready for us, usually involves more government control of our lives. So let's look at the timetable a little bit. Sometimes it gets blurred with our 24-hour news cycles that go through, but let's look back at the timeline and see the changes that have occurred in the last couple of years.
Folks,
brought about our current...
Puts a little salt on your tongue.
...for us.
We'll highlight some more of this stuff tomorrow. I'm sure I'll have my voice back by then. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.